Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. Once again, I'm really excited to get into the Word with you and to encourage you today. So would you guys join me in prayer? God, we want to thank you for this morning, that we're alive, that we're well, and we get to hear your Word. And so we do ask that you would open up our ears, our eyes, and our hearts to receive from you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today, we're talking about change. You know, that's something that we all deal with from one degree or another is change. But I want to encourage you in the midst of the change that you're facing. You see, we're in a season of change right now. Literally, it's fall. In southern Idaho, it's beautiful. My wife and I and my two daughters, we regularly go down to Rock Creek Canyon. And we go on walks, and we love doing that, especially in the fall. So down there, the trees are like making this canopy over the little canyon trail, and all the leaves are changing colors. It's really nice. Leaves on the ground. The air is nice and crisp, and the rays of sunlight are just shining through the canopy of the trees. It's really nice. But as I'm down there, I can't help but to think about change, about the seasons and about my own life and things in my life that may have to change or will be changing. And it just is a good reminder for me when I go on those walks. So I want to talk to you guys about change and how it relates to you and your walk with Christ and your families and friends and just people around you. We all have moments or seasons in our life when we have to change, when times change. So I want to encourage you today, as we go through change in our beautiful state, why not talk about change? So I'm going to go ahead and just jump into some Bible verses that will definitely encourage you. And these verses are absolute anchors in my life when I'm facing change, whether if it's good change, bad change, change that I'm afraid to do, change that needs to happen sometimes. And these verses are anchors. So whatever change you're going through, this is for you. The first one I want to read is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." You see, I like this because God is saying that he knows the plans he has for us. Like, he doesn't think he knows them, or he's going to figure those plans out for you later when he has time. But no, he knows the plans he has for you, declares the Lord. And they're good plans, plans not to harm you, but plans to give you hope in the future. So whatever change you're facing, we can know that God already knows what they are, and they're actually good for you, not to harm you, but to bless you. All right. So the next verse is Joshua 1:9. "Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So faced with change, if you have to go somewhere, maybe new grounds, maybe you have to go and do something that you're, maybe it's, you know, you're a little afraid. Well, right here it says that he is with us wherever we go. He's with us in the bad. He's with us in the good. In the, you know, in every moment of our life, he's with us. So that even means what tomorrow holds for you, or that thing that you have to do that maybe you're just dreading or not looking forward to doing, that he's with you even in the midst of that. So that's a really encouraging verse for me as I go through change in my life. Deuteronomy 31:8 says this: "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged." I love this. It says that he will go before you. The Lord himself will go before you. So that untreaded territory, that area in your life, maybe that seems like it's unknown. Maybe it's going a step deeper in your faith. Maybe it has to do with your work or your family. Whatever uncharted territory that is, it says right here that he will go before us. We're not alone. We don't take the first step. He actually goes before us. And that's so encouraging to me to know that my God himself goes before me. And he will never leave me. No matter how rough this change may be, no matter how things go, I can trust that he will never leave me and he will never forsake me. And that encourages me not to be afraid, and it encourages me not to be discouraged in the midst of change. So Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. See, this is part is the thing that mankind deals with. I don't really care who you are. In one way, degree or another, we deal with this, trusting in the Lord with all of our hearts. You know, a lot of times it's 70-30. All right, 80-20, 50-50. And for me, when I read this verse, it's a reminder when I'm in that moment of change, when I'm in that moment where I have to take that step of faith and make a decision that's going to impact my life or with my relationships. In that moment, am I trusting God with all my heart? It doesn't matter how my faith was yesterday or what it may look like tomorrow, but in that moment of change, in that moment of taking that step of faith, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Remember that when your faith would change, in that moment is what matters. And it says that he will make straight your paths, that he will make straight your paths. So great verse for a change. Psalms 32:8 says this, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eyes on you. You know, we all have that. Like, where do I go? Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go here? Do I go there? It says that I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Like, God is faithful for that. He will instruct you. He will teach you. And he'll show you the way that you should go. And his eyes will always be upon you. It says, I will go and counsel you with my loving eyes on you. You know, a lot of us don't know what that means because we've always had eyes of disapproval on us, maybe eyes of resentment on us. And we don't know what it is to have somebody looking upon us constantly with loving eyes, leading us and instructing us with loving eyes. So do yourself a favor and give in to God's loving eyes, because they will lead you and guide you. His eyes are always loving, never wavering. His eyes are always loving, looking upon you. And if that doesn't encourage you to take that step of faith or to embrace change when it comes your way, I don't know what does. Let's go to another one. Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So when change comes your way, even if it looks like it's a wasteland, even if it looks like it's the wilderness, like, man, God, where are you taking me? I thought it was going to turn out like this, and now it looks like a wasteland before me. Well, take heart, guys. God is doing a new thing, and it springs up. He says, do you not perceive it? Maybe we shouldn't just focus on the negativity and all the bad stuff and our failures, but maybe we should look up and we'll see that God is doing a new thing in the midst of wilderness, in the midst of a wasteland. Another one, James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. So no matter what life throws your way, no matter how much change you go through, people are going to change. Your best friends are going to change. You know, people are going to have good days, bad days. But we can rest that God will never change. He's solid like that. Even things will go around us like they're changing left and right, but we can rest that our God will never change. And so whatever you're going through right now, maybe change will be coming your way. And go to these verses and just seek God and find encouragement in the midst of change. All right? Well, God bless you guys. Thank you for joining in. And we'll see you next time.